You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Tomorrow, the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra will perform Beethoven Lives Upstairs, a popular kids program about a young boy who lives below a supposed madman named Ludwig von Beethoven. Vignettes of Beethoven and the boy are interspersed with the music Beethoven is known for. I talked with assistant conductor for the KSO, Daniel Breyer, about the program. In this performance, Beethoven seems to exhibit kind of the classic noisy upstairs neighbor behavior. You know, obviously, he's a musician, so he's playing loudly. But what other kinds of things is he doing to make this boy think that he's a madman?
Well, Beethoven was very unkempt. And so if you would even just have looked at him, you would have seen hair all over the place. You would have seen someone who was probably lost in his thoughts as he's walking around. It's really interesting. It doesn't make it into the actual show, but if you read firsthand accounts from his lifetime, his working conditions were probably the worst possible, like just stuff everywhere. And he, as organized as his music was, he really wasn't a very organized person. And so in the show, the children will learn how he is that, you know, the stereotypical mad composer that lives upstairs.
Yeah, and, you know, there was also some frustration with him dealing with his deafness.
Yeah, he's a very complex figure that way. And I think he really is great for children that way because he's an example of someone who overcame all odds to become one of the greatest composers that ever lived. And I can remember being a child and reading about Beethoven and hearing his music, and it just resonated so easily with me, even at a very young age.
Now, talk us through the music. You know, are the songs in any sort of order?
No, that's a really interesting question because the songs aren't in chronological order. And what the people who put this production together, Classical Kids, what they've done, which is really, really smart, is they found parts of his music that fit the emotional feel of that particular point in the plot. And so we have wonderful excerpts, and these are all excerpts that children should know. And they will hear them, you know, there's everything from a lot of piano in this production. We'll hear the Pathetique Sonata, which is one of the greatest piano sonatas, and the Moonlight Sonata and Für Elise, which those are all very classic, even things that some children may be playing in the next few years in their piano lessons. From the symphonies, we have excerpts from the First Symphony, the Fourth Symphony, the Fifth Symphony, the famous exposition of the first movement is there, and that's the one that kids will always remember. The Seventh Symphony, even the Ninth Symphony, and even the Eighth Symphony. So they'll really get a chance to hear a wide range of his symphonic music as well.
Now, obviously, there's a lot to learn here for kids. Producing this, helping to conduct this piece, have you learned anything about Beethoven yourself?
Well, I think for me, the biographical elements have always been that's something that's not new to me. But what is new is this really interesting way that they've put all the music in there. And so now, when I look at the second movement of Beethoven 7 and I hear it, and when I'm going to conduct it, and probably next time I conduct it, not in this production, I'll be remembering some of those excerpts from this storyline. And really, I don't know that I would say I've learned, but I would say that it really has deepened my understanding of the emotional meaning of those pieces.
Right, a bigger emotional connection to the music, which definitely is always important for a musician and a conductor as well.
And sometimes it's hard because, you know, I can feel it, but putting it into words is really difficult. But this also gives me an opportunity to say, oh, you know, this feels like music of longing, or this feels like music of turmoil. And a lot of times when I'm talking with, doing pre-concert lectures and things like that, those are the types of things that really help people get that into the music and start to really, you know, understand it personally.
Why do we think that this specific production has been so popular, won so many awards?
I feel like one of the reasons is there's a lot of substance there. And personally, I feel I have a 5-year-old at home, and so I'm kind of in a stage of life now where I'm always thinking about this. And I find that she latches onto substance far more than, you know, movies or TV shows that lack substance. Now, it doesn't mean she doesn't like some of those shows, but she really returns. And I'll give you an example. When she's sitting around playing her Legos, I hear her singing the Nutcracker all the time. So I feel like there's a lot of substance to this production, and there's a lot that children can, you know, they're not trying to dumb it down. So you really get a chance to experience Beethoven, all of the different emotions he felt in his lifetime, whether it's triumph or sorrow or turmoil. And children can really, they can resonate with that. And then the other thing is the music that they've chosen, all of it is really just compelling and great music. And it's not a short excerpt, but it's not a long excerpt. So you get a chance to really hear a good chunk of the music. And I feel like those two things are probably why it's become so popular.
That was Daniel Breyer, assistant conductor of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. The symphony will perform the children's program Beethoven Lives Upstairs tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Chenery Auditorium. For tickets, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.